For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Consider the plight of the alcoholic during this coronavirus shutdown. Liquor is still widely available at stores and even now via delivery. At the same time, social distancing means in-person recovery meetings are out of the question. Now, here to talk about how this dichotomy is playing out in Connecticut is Michael Askew, Director of Recovery Advocacy for the Connecticut Community for Addiction Recovery. Michael, how is the scenario I just outlined playing out from your vantage point?
The forced isolation that's sparked by the coronavirus epidemic is really going to exacerbate the addiction crisis. People are going to have to struggle to find supports. Recovery meetings have been canceled. You know, jobs have been lost. And it will serve as a trigger. And ultimately, they'll be seeking relief by returning to alcohol. And you know why? Because they've allowed the stores to stay open, alcohol stores to stay open. And there's a
I want you to talk about that seriously because I mean their rationale for keeping the stores open, the state of Connecticut and other states have done the same thing, is that they say, well, people suffering from alcoholism might go through withdrawal and take up hospital beds that could be used to treat COVID-19 patients. Do you subscribe to the idea of leaving these package stores open?
Oh, of course not. I keep shaking my head. I'm not even sure why they're open, because I know the fact that, you know, if people can't get alcohol, they'll stop drinking. Or if they, you know, the fact that you said they may go into withdrawals, well, maybe that's a good step to start the process of recovery, because absolutely it will certainly benefit people by getting the help they need if they can't get the, I mean, wouldn't it be nice if we could shut the drug demand from the country out?
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree. What avenues and methods are people in recovery using right now, since they can't physically get together for recovery meetings?
Well, John, good question. I'm a person in long-term recovery, like I shared. I still go to 12-step fellowship meetings. The phones are really a priceless item right now. There are a lot of virtual online meetings, but a lot of people don't have access to that that technology. And so the phones at our business at CCAR, we're finding people calling us more than ever before. We're connecting them to recovery coaches online or on the phone. We're connecting them to online meetings, and we have a many different diversity of meetings online. We're actually calling out to volunteers, and our main number at CCAR is getting a lot of call-ins for people that need a vast variety of supports, from detox to resources. So with that...
What is that number, by the way?
The number that we're getting called?
Yes.
Our call increased by about 40%.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, what is your phone? The number people are calling to get,
oh,
get the help. Yes.
1-860-244-2227.
If I may add here, the one thing that you hear about online meetings, I know a person who went through Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're not necessarily shilling for that group. There are many groups as well as Alcoholics Anonymous, but I know someone who went through that program, and that person would always tell me that it was the commitment of, hey, I've committed to making coffee for the group, and yeah, that commitment kept me going getting there every day. And the personal accountability they felt in being in the presence of other people who are sharing their pain, can you really get that from a phone meeting?
You can't get that real personal connection from a phone call. You can only get the hope and inspiration that people can share with you. But you're right. The one-on-one connection physically in front of someone, it's without question. That is the saving grace right there.
Michael Askew of the Connecticut Community for Addiction Recovery, thank you so much for weighing in on this very important topic.
Thank you, John, for having me. Thank you.